Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation and reflection this morning is a portion of today's reading taken from the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13. Dear friends in Christ, Jesus is the same today and yesterday and tomorrow and forever. He's the same Jesus who was with God in the very beginning. He's the same Jesus by whom all things were made. The same Jesus who was born of the Virgin Mary. The same Jesus who suffered under Pontius Pilate. The same Jesus who was falsely accused by the religious leaders of his day. He's the same Jesus who was crucified by Roman soldiers. The same Jesus who died and who was buried. He's the same Jesus who rose again after 3 days in the tomb. And he's the same Jesus who one day will come to judge the living and the dead. Jesus is unchangeable. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The ancient Old Testament prophet Malachi spoke these particular words of God to the people of God. I, the Lord, do not change. In fact, the Lord promises us he will never change. On the one hand, by his righteousness, he will continue to condemn sin and the sin of all mankind, including you and me. And on the other hand, he will continue by his grace to show mercy to 1,000 generations of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose and who keep his commandments. Change and decay are evident in our lives every day. That was noted by the hymn writer Henry Light in the beautiful evening hymn that we sing, Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. But you know from personal experience that our bodies change and decay. Our opinions change. Our life circumstances change. Our relationships change. Our health changes. Our children and our grandchildren change. C.S. Lewis made an interesting observation when he wrote, isn't it funny how day by day nothing changes? And then you look back and everything is different. An interesting insight. The writer of Hebrews in today's text points our thoughts and our attention to two incredibly important truths about the core of our Christian faith: the unchangeable Christ and God's unchangeable Word. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what we're told by the divinely inspired writer. Does it comfort you? Does it reassure you to hear that? To know that that is true? If you and I are to be comforted and reassured in knowing that Jesus changes never, ever, then it's important for us to know who Jesus really is. God's Word reveals this to us. You see, if we know Jesus, only one who condemns our failures, If we know Jesus only as one who continually admonishes our lack of faith and our unbelief, if we know Jesus only as one who judges us, who casts us out because of our smallness of faith, if we know Jesus only as one who keeps an ever-increasing tally of our misdeeds and our misspoken words, if we know Jesus only as one who really cares not a whit about us anyway, then, friends in Christ, there would be no reassurance and no comfort to know that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because all we would know about him is that he condemns and he judges. And we would live out our lives in constant trembling fear. On the other hand, if we know Jesus as the self-giving, self-sacrificing Savior of the world, if we know Jesus as the loving Redeemer of fallen mankind, if we know him as the ever-present Prince of Peace and the Good Shepherd, if we know him as Savior and Lord of mankind, if we know him as the Good Samaritan of the deserted and the destitute, and as the ransom of all who are spiritually imprisoned, then we would have great cause to know that he never, ever changes. And we would rejoice continually in the grace and the mercy and the undeserved blessings that he pours out upon you and me so freely, so abundantly. And we would live each and every moment in the reassurance of his gracious promises. His promise to daily and richly provide for us all that we need to support this body and life. His promise never to leave us or forsake us. His promise to be with us always to the very end of the age. The now sainted Reverend Walter A. Meyer, in a New Year's Eve message preached in 1937, made this following inspired point about Jesus being the unchangeable Christ. He said, "Jesus Christ is the same self-giving Savior yesterday, the same loving Redeemer today, the same sin-removing atonement tomorrow, yes, even forever." Can you think of a greater God and a deeper love than our Heavenly Father and his holy compassion in giving us his only begotten Son, the sinless for the sin-stained and the ever-living for the justly condemned? Dr. Meyer asked. Can you picture a more glorious Savior than the Christ who thanked his Father for the privilege of redeeming the world, of redeeming you, and who in his unchanged love still intercedes for sinners like you and me? The one who is the Christ for the sickbed and the deathbed, and yet also the Christ for the health and strength of life, and the Redeemer of the deserted and the destitute, and the ransom of the acclaimed. And Dr. Meyer concludes, can you construct a better faith than the changeless gospel that has never, ever put a price on its promises or demanded payment for its blessings? When was the last time, maybe in frustration, maybe with even a sense of resignation, that you said, some things just never change? The unchangeable Christ, his unchanging grace, and his unchangeable word are three incredibly significant things that form the foundation of our Christian faith and that simply never change. While all that swirls around you seems to change continuously, often at a rate that overwhelms us with its rapid speed. Your life as a child of God is rooted securely in our Lord's timeless and changeless promises. So what is it that you're facing now? Surgery? A difficult decision? Family tensions? Maybe some unknown situations that lie ahead? Whatever it might be, you can be absolutely reassured that the unchangeable Christ in His grace will be present for you and with you. For the unchangeable one who went before us to the cross, bearing our sins in Himself, is the eternal, unchangeable one who has gone before us into heaven to prepare a place for all who, in trusting faith, believe in Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord of all. He truly is eternal. He truly is unchangeable. And He goes before you and me every day, bearing His grace on our behalf and preparing you and me to accomplish His eternal will in the power and in the strength of His unchangeable holy name. He is, as He says, the way, the truth, and the life. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the unchangeable Christ who, by His grace and love, bears each and every one of us before His heavenly Father, pleading our cases. Friends in Christ, may God grant that you, by faith, know and believe and trust alone in the unchangeable Christ and His saving grace. In His name, amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We rise to sing the offertory. Thank you.
Lord God. Heavenly Father, you deal graciously with us in your changeless Son, Jesus Christ. You have promised never to leave us or forsake us. Establish your kingdom among us in righteousness. Protect and defend us against all tribulation and danger. Strengthen us all in your people, that we would persist in doing good to the glory of your divine name. As you have called the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind to enter your kingdom through Christ Jesus, your Son, look with compassion on your servants who suffer the afflictions and infirmities of this mortal life. We pray especially for those who have requested our petitions on their behalf. We remember those who are grieving. We remember Kathleen Burnt, her family, as they mourn her passing. And Bill Roffin family, as they mourn the passing of his sister. Help us to see beyond the cross, be reminded of the empty grave, and the glory that awaits those who are faithful. We pray be with those facing or recovering from health concerns, Robert Waldron, Dale and Ginny Claude Pierre, Scott Parasol, Barb Erickson, Laura Anderson, Paul Cobb, Carl, Jennifer Sloan, Patrick Gorman, Lenore Stevens, Betty Owens, Bill Ruckel, Jasper Sugg, Bob and Ann, Marilyn Stargard, Michael Comick, Suzanne, Cheryl Timlin, Bill Burr, Carl Hainer, Jane Talinda, Pat Nels, Gloria Peterson, Helen, Grace, Bev Holsing, Benny Colville, Karen Barker, Christopher Teeley, Bob and Linda, Ann Sherwood Clippert, Ken Lang, Ian and Sheila, and those in hospice awaiting your glory, O Lord, comfort them and help them to look forward to the joy that awaits. The flowers on the altar this day, given in celebration of Chris Talinda's birthday, we'd ask that you continue to bless him with many gifts and many years. And the sanctuary lectern flowers given by Bill and Kay Ruckel as they celebrate 49 years of marriage, we'd ask your continued blessing be upon them and their household. And for the opportunity to do good and help those in need, we give thanks for the Family of God Soup Kitchen Ministry and those who sponsor this month, the Orva, Beyer, and Stargard families. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant to you his peace. Thank you. great event we went 2 years ago. Redeemer and the church office has tickets, so if you're interested, call the church office. Also, homecoming picnic September 11th, and bring a dish to pass. It's after the 10:30 service. We'd love to have you. Great opportunity to bring a guest to church. They have this year a climbing rock wall, which we haven't had before. Dan Dan the Choo Choo Man, as always, and a blow-up twister, which I'm anxious to see what that looks like. If you can remember Twister, the game Twister, it's a blow-up twister. So it should be a lot of fun. Also, from our mission money, every dollar you give, 10% of that is divided. 5% goes to the district and mission to support the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod church body. And some of that probably goes to mission too, opening up new churches and things of that nature. But the other 5% we spend as we see fit for projects. And this is the end of the fiscal year. We start in September. So we're going to send at least $500 to an agency in Baton Rouge, whether Lutheran Disaster Relief or Samaritan's Purse, to help with the flooding there. But if you're interested in giving more and don't want to send it directly because you'd be on somebody's mailing list for the rest of your life, you can write a check to Redeemer and just put on the note that it's for the flood, and we will send it on your behalf. Also, for your information, our Columbarium, I think we've had it about 14 years now. It's been a blessing. It was the Lutheran Cemetery Association, Glen Eden, who approached us, and it's just a true blessing. They built it, paid for it, they manage it, and we get 25% of each sale. So it's wonderful. But just so you know, they haven't raised the prices since we've had it. But in October, they are raising the prices. So if you are thinking about it, think quickly. And I'll have more detailed information in the announcements next week. And remember, we have a niche for you. We rise for opening hymn. Of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Thank you.
We invite the children forward at this time for the children's message. This is one courageous young lady. Thanks for coming up all by yourself. My goodness. Yesterday afternoon. Do you remember what happened yesterday afternoon? About middle of the afternoon. Nope. The sky got super dark. And all of a sudden it started pouring. Cats and dogs. Well, not really cats and dogs, but the rain was coming down super hard. Did you go out and stand in it?
No,
I didn't either. You what? You were downstairs. Well, that was a good place to be when the rain was coming down that hard. So the weather changed really quickly, because earlier in the day it was pretty nice, and then all of a sudden it changed real quickly. Do you ever change? In what way do you change?
In a lot of ways.
Tell me what. Are you?
Because we aren't going to be the same.
But you're not going to be the same your whole life, are you? I mean, you're probably taller now than you were 3 years ago. No? You were this tall 3 years ago? Oh my goodness, maybe you're always going to be this tall, and in that case, you won't change. Do you ever change your clothes? Yeah, let's hope so. Yeah. When you go to school, do you change friends sometimes from one person to another? No? Well, that's good. You're a true blue friend, right? Today in the Bible, we're going to hear about how Jesus is always the same. He never changes. He's always the same. And that's a good thing for us that Jesus doesn't change, because if Jesus changed, we would never really know or understand who he is. But because God tells us who he is in the Bible, and because God tells us that Jesus doesn't change, we know that the Jesus that we love, the Jesus that we worship, will always, always be the same and will always keep his promises to be the same and to be with us, even though throughout our lives we change. Yeah. So today I'm going to give you a little picture here that you can, here's a little exercise for you. See that on the back? It says past, present, future. In this column, you can put some things, what you remember about who you were a couple years ago, who you are now, and what you think you might be like in the future. And that will show you a picture of how people change. Okay? Great.
Thank you.
he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this person your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place." Then you will be honored in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Here ends the gospel lesson. I believe.